Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1455, recorded February 12th, 2014. Light-footed. This episode is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy with step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to iFixit.com/twit and enter the code GizWiz at checkout.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On this week's GizWiz, we travel back in time, check out new gadgets, and have tons of fun!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
And OMG Chad.
On Twit TV, it's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing, glowing LEDs. It's ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! Now it is time for the GizWiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. How are you doing, Dick?
I'm good, sir. And awesome. You? You know, I think that man stepped off his ladder and is now hanging by his... Oh, no, he's still on the ladder.
He's there. Okay.
But he's kind of stepping off it. Isn't
he has
it?
The guy up here has the weirdest job. He is literally... He has a grinder, and he's just grinding just gashes into the side of this building over here. And it looked great before. It's like he's finding the cracks in the wall and then just making them worse. I'm not exactly sure what he's doing.
Okay. Well, you may have to do that, you know, to get down to a good point where when you put icing, whatever you fill cracks with, so that it sticks.
Have you been taking baking classes? Because your mind's...
I'm a good baker.
Oh, good.
I'm a good baker, yeah.
Good.
It's the only thing I'm good at.
So we'll have...
If you go to my
watch.
Website, you'll see pictures of my famous pineapple upside down cake.
Ah, amazing. Oh, that actually does sound delicious.
I would love some
some pineapple.
So what's the temperature today? You know, we're getting another 10 to 12 inches of snow in New York City. I'm so sick of it.
There's a literal what is it? They've called an emergency in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. I have a friend who lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're calling it a state of emergency because they might get 10 extra inches. They had just previously gotten 1 to 1.5 inches.
Yes, and that devastated the city.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And now they're going to get 10 inches. And people are just like, yeah, you know, last time this happened, you know, power was out for a week. People are probably going to freeze, save your children, start writing your wills.
No, I know.
It's like insane. Right now, if I'm looking at my phone, it says the temperature here is 60 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Woo, yeah. It's cold.
Yeah, I know.
I might need to wear a slight jacket when I walk outside.
Gemma B's got his insulated underwear on.
Yeah, I might have to roll these sleeves down. It'd be horrible. What's the temperature where you're at?
18.
Woo!
Yeah, 18 degrees.
Well, it's officially a man now, and yikes.
Just 5 more weeks of this, and then it will be spring.
Ah, oh, man. Does it seem like it's even going to happen, spring?
No. No, because everything that's outside now is just solid ice. You go out with a shovel and the ice laughs at a shovel. You hit it and it just bounces off like it's concrete. It's like concrete ice. So it'll be here. I have a pool going. I took August 10th.
Is that pool frozen?
Yeah. Yes. It is.
Yeah. When I had to travel, I traveled with Brushwood a lot. And whenever we went to the snowy parts from being from Texas, it was like, oh, this is snow. And then after about 30 minutes, it was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with the snow. Yeah. I can go back right to Texas. Like, this doesn't create a winter wonderland for me to enjoy it for long enough. Does it get depressing?
Yes, it is. It's sort of claustrophobic because it's an effort to walk anywhere. And then, you know, I have to shovel the boat because you can't get... I found the density snow table and how much snow weighs. And I know my boat can take about 1,000 pounds of weight on the back before I have to worry. Mm-hmm. So it's becoming like a science experiment that when it starts snowing, I run out in the yard to see how heavy I think the snow is. and that determines on when Dennis and I are going to have to go down and shovel the boat.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
It's not a fun thing.
Ladderman has moved.
No, it's gone.
And you can barely see. I can see on our high-definition monitors. I don't know if this will come through on the stream, but there is a big line right there. It's not a branch. This is the gouges that he's adding to the side of this perfectly fine-looking building.
And I can see someone inside the building looking out and waving through the crack. So that is...
It might be a little gnome, in fact. He's moved behind the tree now.
Neat. What is that building?
The Keller Street Professional Building. Looks like we got Elizabeth Van Tussle, DDS, over there.
And, DDS?
Yeah. Mortgage Services, yeah. You know, it's funny. We had this window here, and way over here. There he is. You know, we've been getting people going by, but we wanted to make sure that we let them know that they were going to be on camera. So Patrick did a really smart thing. He made a sign so that people will see when they come by that they'd be on camera. And, you know, if you go to the wide shot, you can see the sign.
Can we see the sign?
Yeah,
Where's the sign?
Zoom that out just a bit. Yeah, the sign. It's, here it is. It's a big, huge... We got a sign that says "Smile." You're on the Gizwiz.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They'll
so,
see that.
You know,
yeah,
people
absolutely.
People, you know, this is Chad. He's doing a show on Twit TV. Wave to Chad. It says with a little smiley face. So now people know, and they'll be informed. So we can't get sued or anything. They know that we're using
their
image.
Good. It's good.
Keep that there.
It's the letter of the law that you have observed.
Done.
In tiny, tiny letters, I might add.
Right. And smiley faces. You have to have emoticons whenever you do that.
And smiley faces.
Yeah. So what do you got for us this week, Dick?
We're going to talk about exercise bands or fitness monitors. And it turns out, I think that we have the same one. Now, I have never had, unlike you, you've never had a watch. I have had endless watches, you know, watches with chronographs, watches that I had the original pager watch. And I, up until I got the Fitbit, I had the Timex USB watch that you could download all your contact. Oh, look at that. Is everybody?
Everyone here at Twit has apparently chosen the Fitbit Force as.
Okay, now. Well, wait a minute. I have one major complaint about the Fitbit Force.
Yeah, what is it?
I hate the clasp on it.
I do too.
Yeah, it loosens.
It loosens. Liz is screaming. It loosens over time. If I'm
yes. And you know,
I throw on a backpack and it catches and then pops right off.
Exactly.
Right.
And one day I looked on my wrist. First of all, I went online.
Right.
You know when a company has to put a video online on how to put your watch band or your fitness band on, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
And you know what? You don't have to cut to my close-up camera. Show in the close-up there, Chad.
Yeah.
It's two metal pins.
Yeah. So you take this off, and there's two pill-sized things on one end and a lot of open spaces on the other. And this kind of works almost like I've seen like really cheap belts do this. And
you have to force the pins.
You have to fold it over on your arm and then force the pins into the openings. And there's a pretty, you know, good click or you know, shove into that, which makes it difficult because, one...
It's easy to put on when it's not on your hand. Because
really
you can
easy.
You put your thumb under it.
But then you run into this...
your wrist.
If it's slightly off, they won't line up. Figuring out I'm actually trying to put
I've lost mine three times, all three times in the house.
Right.
But I've read online of so many people who just lost them.
Yeah.
So that's the downside of the Fitbit Force, is that band really should be redesigned. The fun thing about it, I've just had it for 2 weeks, and even though it's like almost childish, I didn't know too much what the Fitbit did. I just started wearing it, and one day it starts vibrating, and I look down, and it says, "Congratulations, you just walked your first 10,000 steps."
And that happened to me. That happened to me as well.
Yes. And now I notice around 6 o'clock, I always look at the band, and if I've only walked like 3,000 steps, Fairway gets a really long walk, because I like to walk at least 5,000 steps a day. And how many steps did you get your average? Because I got my first weekly status report,
yeah,
and evidently I walk an average of about 6,100 steps a day.
You know, I'm actually not sure what my average is.
This the Fitbit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, to be honest, I wasn't too worried about the pedometer aspect of it.
Okay.
You know, it's funny because I originally really wanted it. I love tracking my sleep. And in fact, I had a clock that I think was on the Gizwiz called the Gear 4 Sleep Renew Clock. And it would use like a Doppler technology to measure your breathing so that it could see when you were in REM sleep and light sleep,
right,
and stuff,
yep,
like that.
Right.
And I loved that thing. Unfortunately, it ended up dying. I had gotten a review unit, so I wasn't really going to go through the normal procedures of warranty, because I never really actually bought it.
Right.
And then I got a new iPad that doesn't have a 30-pin connector. And so I really wanted the sleep logging to do really well with this, and that's actually been a big disappointment. You have to hit on the app, "I'm going to sleep,
yes,
now. It's time for me to sleep," and now I've, yes, woken up.
And when you wake up, you have to make sure to shut it off. Otherwise, it says, "Well, you slept for 18 hours."
Yeah. Now, Liz is over here yelling because you can go onto the site later and say, "I fell asleep at this time. I woke up at this time."
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you, Liz.
Oh, and Liz is saying that you can hold it. So if you hold it for a long time, oh, you see a little clock go. But this is just a timer.
Well, no. Now it thinks you're asleep.
It thinks I'm asleep now?
Oh,
I thought,
yeah,
that was just a timer.
No, no, no. If you don't move that sleep, if
there's,
you move,
by the way, there's
activity.
Black bars over here. Okay, so if I hold it again, then it stops?
That's,
no, it's just, okay, so it just stopped.
Yeah, that's the end of your sleep.
Okay, so when you see the timer icon, that's actually the sleep icon.
No, you don't see it.
Yes, that is correct.
You hold it in past the timer?
You hold it in, just hold it continuously until it shakes.
Till it shakes. And now I'm seeing numbers.
Yeah, and that means the time.
And it started your sleep time.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah, really unintuitive, I'm going to say. Because it shows you a thing of a timer, and then it turns off. But apparently that's sleep schedule.
Sleep or activity
mode.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a timer for sleep or activity. It'll determine what it is once you're finished. Oh, that's a great tip. Yeah, I mean, I was going to the app and saying, "I'm asleep." Saying, yeah, I could have just done that.
On the watch. The thing is, I always remember to click it when I go to bed. But when I wake up the first few days, I forgot to stop to tell it that I was
still thinks that you're asleep.
It's interesting. I knew I don't sleep well, but I could see that I would have like an hour of sleep, a lot of activity, an hour of sleep, a lot of activity, an hour of sleep. So it did prove that I'm a dreadful sleeper.
Right. And to me, I just want to log this stuff. Like, I've kind of gotten over the consumption and viewing. I'm much more excited about having it written down and having it logged for later. Wasn't really, taking much. Houdini 7's calling me out, too. He said, "You didn't even read the first page of the manual." And I was like, I didn't read the first page of the manual for my iPad. I didn't read the first page of the manual for my computer.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
Of course I didn't read the first page of the manual.
But I do like it. I'm going to continue using it. I like the idea that it gives a calorie burn. I can tell really. It was very funny because one day when I didn't go to the gym, I was thinking, oh, I didn't go to the gym. It must have been a terrible day. And I looked on the watch and I had walked a lot. I had burned a lot of calories. I like to walk. I average, I'm looking here, how I average almost 3 miles a day,
right.
Just walking.
Right.
Well, so, how do you know your average? For
so I was looking for the average. Where would on logs, you're saying? Here we go. Log. How much?
And then if you hit distance, it'll say total distance, and then it'll say average.
Food. I'm on food at the moment. A log activities today. Oh, look at this. A month. Yeah, look at that. Looks distance. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting average of 2 miles-ish.
This is yours compared with John's right here.
So there's John's.
Yep.
And
okay.
Then that's mine.
You gotta see the scales.
I gotta bump it up.
Look at my scale. 14 is the top of mine.
So 14 is the top of his. He goes about 8 miles a day, is this looking like.
Whoa!
And I'm going about 2 to 3.
Chow.
Yeah, which he walks to work and I drive to work. So that makes some sense. And he has a walking desk. So whenever he is an engineer at Twit. So, yeah. So if you want to know, like, the hardware of it is that band, which we both have issues with.
Yes.
And then there's a single button on the device, which is on the side. And that button allows you to sort of jump through a few things. First, it'll tell you the time. It'll tell you how many steps it's estimated that you've taken. Then the distance that it thinks that you've walked based off of your stride. Then the calories burned, and I'm hitting it. How many flights of stairs you've walked up. How many times you've been active throughout the day. So it thinks I've been active 3 times. And then an alarm. And I wake up at 7 a.m. every morning. So it has 7 a.m. for that. The alarm I've actually really liked. There's a vibrator. There's a little... haptic feedback in here that it will vibrate whenever it wants to wake you up, which is it's a silent and easy way to get me to wake up pretty fast.
No, I like it. I like it. It's $129.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, does anybody there have a different Fitbit? Does every Fitbit have that kind of wonky band? Or is it just on the Force?
I know the other one is the Fitbit.
The Fit,
Flex.
Yeah, the Fit. Yes,
there's the Flex. They have a whole bunch of different ones. The Flex only has 4 LEDs at the top.
Oh, okay. This is this certainly gives you a lot more information.
Yeah,
more. You can sync this to your phone and see the info as when you take your phone out of your pocket.
So this is the.
It is the Flex. Same. It's the same band.
Right, same band. And it looks like it has less little things, but maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah, no. So I think the Flex is $100, so the extra $30 I think is worth it. It's an OLED readout. And also, I'm getting at least a week out of a charge.
Yes. I've been very happy with the charge to the point where it says it needs to charge. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot that you're a thing that needs batteries. It's been.
Yeah, and you get an email, right, saying that it's time to charge your Fit.
Yeah. And, of course, connected apps on the phone. So if I jump into my Fitbit app, it will show you everything that the watch would say, but you have it all in the app. You can go back. Through different days. I was actually pretty far back because I was trying to see when was the first time I put it on. And then in here, this is where... And that was the other thing, is to put it into sleep mode. It was very weird. I'd have to scroll down to sleep, hit sleep, then hit a menu, then say start... what did I say? Sleep, logged sleep. Oh, here, I have to hit the plus button and then add begin sleep now. It seems so kludgy.
I picked up really quick about when I went to bed. And also the other thing is comes with a neat little dongle that goes in the computer. And as soon as you enter the room where your computer is, everything is wirelessly sent to the computer. So you don't download. Once you download the app when you first get it.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do that, all the info from the watch is totally synced, puts a little icon on your computer. And sometimes I just click on that for laughs and it says sync 7 minutes ago. So it, and anytime it's around the computer, it just keeps your stats totally up to date.
Right, right.
So it's pretty neat. They just need to do something about that band.
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
And Dr. Mom, for this week's letter of the week later on at the end of the show, she tried four different devices.
I'll
read her letter at the end of the show.
Right, right. Other than that, comfortable, $129.
$29.
You can buy it at Target even if you don't want to head to... or wait around for something to show up in the mail.
And available in two colors. It comes like in slate gray and black. And I should just point out that you do have to touch the little button on the side even to get time. So to save battery, you do need to hit it to see anything.
Right, right.
Which takes a tiny bit of getting used to. I'm so used to just flipping my watch up for a second, but... you get used to it pretty quick that you have to hit that little button.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so there you go. Fitbit Force.
Fitbit Force. We use them here at Twit a lot.
Good.
A lot. Gadget number two.
Gadget number two is a GizWiz video of the week. And pretty much everything's explained in the video. And if you have any questions, we can talk about it after this week's GizWiz video. Dick DeMore, Total Maz, Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. If you're a fan of the GizWiz show, you know that we have talked endlessly about the spork. This is a spork, a fork, spoon, and kind of a knife, a little edge here for cutting things. Not much new with a spork over the years. At last year's hardware show, I found the spork case, but this looks kind of big to carry a spork in it. I thought the idea of the spork was, you know, you just throw it in a drawer or in a little backpack. But anyway, I've got three emails in the past month to go to Amazon to check out the stainless steel utensil, not a spork. It does even more. So this is it, okay?
Ooh.
It's pretty nifty. You have a pretty much full-size spoon. And this end, you have a pretty much full-size fork. And it's very funny because in some of the reviews, and I, too, thought the same thing. They said, wait a minute, the second I used this, it fell apart. Well, this is why it fell apart. It's designed so that when you open both ends, the two halves separate.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty clever, isn't it?
So that you can use two utensils at once. Something you obviously can't do with a spork. Also, this little device has a knife edge, real knife edge, and many people said it's easy to sharpen, but that it's very sharp. So you can use it as a regular knife. And then it has a bottle opener.
Actually, it is a can and a bottle opener.
It also has a corkscrew right there. And then finally, it has a little...
Those are always the hardest to get at.
Aren't they the tiny little pick?
You feel like you're going to rip off your fingernail. There you go.
Okay. What's neat about this is stainless steel. You know, it's not the best stainless steel I've seen. And I think the reason for that is the price. Take a look over there. Dennis will show you. The
$5!
Camping steel. The
Chad, it was $5.15 with free shipping.
$5.50.
Buy one for the whole family.
Amazon Prime. So you get it in 2 days with free shipping if you're on Amazon Prime. If not, there are other alternatives where you can buy it
still
for
that price too.
$4.95 with free shipping, but I don't know how long the shipping will take. All in all, I think there were like 400 reviews and it got 4 stars, which is pretty good. I'm actually going to leave this down on the boat because it's not a bad little steel utensil. So then what you do is... You line this hole up with that hole. Da-dum. Okay. And that hole with that. And when you bring the fork back in and the spoon back in, it locks itself. And it comes with this little carry case. So now I have all these utensils. Let's see what Dennis brought out for dinner. Peanut butter and sandwich crackers in its own self-opening pack. Okay. Oh, there goes my $5.15 investment. Anyway, Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. Bye.
Bye, Dick.
Have one? I can't believe it.
No, we actually don't. So this is, Liz ran over and showed this to me. Instead of a full-size fork, it only has three prongs, and it has a teeny tiny spoon. But what's funny is she went, you know, it doesn't break apart like his. And I was like, are you sure? Because it looks like there's little stuff in there. And it breaks apart just exactly the same, and she had no idea. It's funny because looking at the Amazon page, it does not show that it breaks apart in any of the photos.
No, it's very funny. And I could not believe the number of people who said it is so poorly made.
It just breaks.
That as soon as you open it, it falls apart.
Yeah. And she didn't even know. And anyway, we found out something new.
How much did Liz pay for hers?
She just ran out, and I didn't catch.
Oh, okay.
I didn't catch how much it cost. But
okay.
She doesn't. Now this does not have a cork opener. Oh, there's. Yep, it works just like yours. Where?
Oh yeah, with two little. Yeah. One, yeah. The two little.
There you go. And now it's locked in place. It actually can't come apart now.
That is a riot. I saw it for $5.15.
Absolutely. I can imagine camping.
A neat thing. Even leaving in your glove compartment.
Have you ever used one of those bottle openers the can openers to open an actual can?
I have, too. And it takes about 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could shave with the lid because it is so sharp.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that can of beans will taste better than any other can of beans you've ever had.
Trust me, I have on a camping trip, I have opened the can of beans with a hammer and a nail.
Yep.
Have you ever done that?
I actually haven't. That's something I haven't had the pleasure of doing yet.
Go around and around and around and keep making holes until you can finally pry the lid
off. Make sure to boil it for 2 minutes so you don't get lockjaw.
Yeah.
Very cool. That is a neat gadget, and especially for someone who camps, $5.15.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to go back to we don't have to go back to the close-up camera yet. We'll do a little what the heck is it, because I think you must know what that is.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So you know what this is, and for people, this is not the gadget.
A portable razor.
It's from this company, and this is called the Charge Card because it's the size of a credit card, and you keep it in your wallet. And then when you find out you forgot your charge cable, you just pop this guy out. This is brand new, so the tabs weren't broken. So that part goes in your computer, and the other end, there are two different versions, one for the iPhone 5, and there's a USB version for the Galaxy. That's from Nomad. It's called, that one is Charge Card. But now they thought, that's just too big.
Right.
So now you can go to my close-up camera. And this is their newest, and it's called...
Oh, it's easy. It's teensy.
The Charge Key. And this little guy is a little pliable key, small enough, has a little clasp on it here. Not a clasp, but a little hook so that you can put it on a keychain. And now you have a mini credit card, even smaller than the credit card charger. Same deal as Charge Card, same company, Nomad. And again, two versions, one for iOS, the later iOS devices. And this one is, let me look at it. This is the micro USB. So I could use this for my Galaxy 4.
Yeah, almost and, any Android phone, really.
Yeah, and yeah. Exactly. Any Android phone. And it all versions are $25. And sometimes when you go to their website, it'll just pop up and say, get this. Oh, they're still offering a couple bucks off.
Right. And so they have the iPhone version, which is the Lightning cable, which is this one. Looks solid. Looks great.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. They introduced the little key guy at a CES 2014. So it's an easy way to always have a cable with you and not worry about that.
Yeah, even plugs into... Oh, yeah, they're just plugged into a laptop, and yeah, that's perfect, especially for someone like our audience who is battery hungry and you get anywhere.
Oh, I had batteries for lunch, so get started.
Oh my god, absolutely. They are
failing. I am getting hungry again. I had triple A's. There's very little nutrition in a triple A.
You know, you got to cut those carbs out. You got to aim for the heart, your hearty anchor stuff moving forward.
And you know, it was interesting because when I was on their website, I was looking. They were Kickstarter projects, and to tell you how interested people were in the first one, the charge card is they were looking for $50,000, and they got just about $162,000.
Wow!
So people were very interested in having a tiny, easy to carry charge device.
Yeah, cable. And who likes cables? I mean, they wrap up so much space in your backpack.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I only need two-inch cable. That's all
I need. There you go. And they've changed their website. It's now
HelloNomad.com. Hello, Nomad. What was it before?
Hello, Nomad.
It was like Get Nomad or something like that before?
I think it was Get Charge Card, I think it was. And now, since they're doing Charge Key, it used to be Card Charge Project, I think. So this is better. Hello, Nomad. They can, if they come out with a third thing, they don't have to change it again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the charge ring that you wear on your finger and charge your devices.
Yes, that's right.
The charge ring.
It'll be charged thread. It'll be charged thread, little piece of thread.
Yep. They're going to move into accessories next with the charge nose ring and charge stud sort of stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Charge cufflink.
Cufflink.
You know, we should work for them.
There's a whole market here of charging accessories that
we need to tie clip. Right.
This is great. Well, coming up, we have, of course, My Crap. We also have an interesting look back in time for the warehouse, and we have a letter from none other than Dr. Mom. But before we move forward, we have to thank iFixit. iFixit is a sponsor for today's episode. You have something that you need to fix, that you need to repair? iFixit is here to save the day. You may know iFixit for their awesome teardowns, but you may not know that they have thousands of repair guides and manuals for you at their website. Everything, step-by-step repair guides, foolproof instructions to fix all of your stuff. Let's say you've shattered your laptop screen, or you need to repair your game console, or maybe swap a battery on a tablet or smartphone. This is exactly what iFixit is perfect for. And that's just right there at the repair guides, the repair manuals. Now, of course, sometimes you need a few tools to get this done, and they have you covered there as well. Here I have the ProTek Toolkit. The ProTek Toolkit is it's a canvas bag, you can see, full of all of the things that you need to repair your gadgets. Inside, you have everything that the industry professionals are using to fix your gadgets, even if you go to a repair shop. Inside, my favorite thing is the 54-bit driver kit, which is included.
Ooh.
This thing will fit just about anything. They have Pentalo bits, the Torx bits. They even have these security bits that have little holes in the middle of them so that if there's a stud in the way, it'll get around that. One of my favorites, which I hadn't seen until recently, is this, and it's a magnet. And if you drop something, you can just magnet it up, and it's in the shape of a bit, which fits on to the normal driver. You get a precision swivel top driver here, or even a flexible little bit so that you could sort of bend in there. And then anyway, this is just wonderful. This is the ProTec Toolkit. And I'm showing off the 54-bit driver set, which is included. But, of course, you have all sorts of devices to crack open a case or carefully open, precision open a case, not crack open a case. You have static-safe tweezers and even a static wrist strap if you need to make sure that you're grounded. This thing is by far what professionals in the business use every single time that they need to open up a device. And if you're going to be repairing your lovely gadgets, I would suggest it. It's only $64.95, and it's backed by a one-year warranty. Really awesome. And it comes in this really cool kit and this really cool sort of canvas thing. So you could throw it in your trunk, throw it in your glove compartment, or carry it around in your backpack. It'd be a tech stop, a walking tech stop.
Any way to get $10 off on that thing?
You know, I have a special deal. I have a special deal. If you demand it, I will deliver. Of course, you can fix it, and iFixit can help. So go check out their step-by-step repair guides. And if you spend $10 or if you spend $50 or more, you can get $10 off any purchase by heading over to ifixit.com/twit. And if you use the code GizWiz, that's how you get that offer. And iFixit sells all sorts of stuff. They sell all the things, all the parts and tools you need at ifixit.com. So find out more at ifixit.com/twit. And make sure you use our code GizWiz, that's G-I-Z-W-I-Z, to get $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. When we thank iFixit for their support of the GizWiz, without you guys, we couldn't do it ourselves. So thank you so much, iFixit. So it's time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now it is time for Chad. He's very nervous.
I am.
About being on camera, demonstrating things. It's not his thing.
I don't like it.
I think this will... demonstration will show you exactly what I mean. Right. Chad, what do you got, pal?
So this week I have a remote.
Special?
About 2 weeks ago, Jeff Needles, who helps out a lot with the show, sent me an email and said, you have to get this on GizWiz. And he sent me a link to ThinkGeek. And so instead of me talking a little bit about it, I actually want to show you the video on the ThinkGeek's website to show off what this product is. So go ahead and roll it, Josh.
Oh, my word. Oh, my goodness.
There we go. Now my mic's on. So I wanted to show them off, and I knew that every single time it gets really dark out in the back behind here for the GizWiz, and I wanted to show them on outside. So I'm outside the window on the other side of the street. And so these are light kicks. These are from ThinkGeek. Let me move inside. That guy is grinding on that wall back there. And they're LEDs. Their speakers are not included.
Okay. Are the sneakers? Do you put these on your own sneakers?
You put them on your own shoes.
On your own shoes. Okay.
And of course, you can do. You know, I wish that I knew some sort of like moonwalk thing. But, yeah, you add them onto your own shoes, and you get a whole bunch of different things that you can do with them. So you get a little remote, and I could set them to just to green. I can turn up the brightness on them just a bit. Let's turn up the brightness. Boop, 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 boop. And then I could set them to red. Try to aim for both. Blue. There's a big palette of colors, so you can, you know, choose all sorts of colors. They even have other modes. So they have this flash mode. Some of them I haven't quite figured out. Because a flash mode, it seems that they just flash and then turn off. They flash once. Same thing, like if I was to turn back on to green. If I do fade, they just fade. They don't quite.
They fade and stay off.
Yeah, they fade and stay off. Maybe if I click and hold? No, see, this seems weird. One thing I do love is RGB fade seems to work really well. And it'll fade between all the colors it'll do and stay on and fade in between them.
How did you attach them to your sneakers?
So, here, I'll go ahead and take off a sneaker here. And show you. You can see I have what are these? Mustache socks on today. Here's just normal sneaker, and it's attached on top. The way that it works is this little dongle on the top is both the receiver for the whatever this thing's called.
Remote. Right.
And also the battery pack. This is tied into just the normal laces. So if I take off just these top laces here, there's a hole in the middle of receiver that the laces would thread through.
And then what kind of battery is in the...
Three AAA. And then on the front, there's sort of a little hook. And so you hook the front piece in through the front of the first few laces on your shoe. So that threads through, and then you thread through the back. It also comes with elastic pieces on the back for you to put your foot inside, and this wraps around the back to keep everything taut and in one place. And I've been wearing them since the beginning of the show, and they're fairly comfortable. They don't, you know, dig in too much. They're definitely not as, I would say, here we can show it off a little bit better, on the desk. They're not as... flexible as I would kind of have expected.
Could you wear that as a headband?
No, I don't know. No? Like I wish that they could be used as different things, but this plastic is quite...
Oh, I'm looking now. I see. That's very stiff.
It's very stiff.
I got it.
And so to, you know, thread it through, I can thread my shoe back in as you sort of set your shoe in. You can do this with your shoes on or off. You take those first laces and try to hook them in the front of that device. The device also, on top of it, has where the IR comes through, but also has a button, so you can turn them on and off just from the remote on the top. And then this comes around the back, this little strap right here. Oh, and that's best to do once it's already wrapped in these front laces.
Through the lace.
Yeah, okay. So it's good to do it while it's on your foot.
And what do they call them?
These are called light kicks. And so you can see, especially if you were a dancer or going on a... You know, I think of this as a kid, you always saw the light up sneakers that would light up when you walk.
And this is, yes.
For the adults who are nostalgic, these light kicks are what you want.
These are great for weddings and funerals and things
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, yeah. Perfect. Somber events.
Do they have very, very dark black? I guess you could just shut them off.
Yeah, you could just turn them off.
Black.
Yeah, you can turn them off. And you can see the remote has an awful lot of settings on it. It has.
I'm looking at that. That is
all
bizarre.
The
there
colors.
Are what, 20 buttons on that?
Yeah, yeah. So here I can try to turn this up just a little bit brighter so you can see some of the colors. Yeah, there we go. That's looking good. And there's, you know, all the colors you'd expect. You know, you could do pink. Where's the thing? There you go. Pink, blue, teal, a different color of teal. And then you have your normal RG and B, and then pure white as well. On, off, you can, if it is too bright for you, you can turn them down. Can dim them down a bit. You don't want to be too gaudy with your LEDs.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Especially not at a funeral.
No.
You'd want to turn that down.
No. Funeral, you'd want one of the very dark colors.
Yeah. Your child's graduation, something like that.
Yeah, yes, yes. Wonderful way to scar a child for life.
Right.
Right,
is to add light kicks onto your shoes. Or
so what do those little bad boys cost?
So these, they like most ThinkGeek things, they're not incredibly inexpensive. It's $20 a shoe, $40 for a pair.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So $40 and you get two. I don't think there's an option to buy just one shoe.
Okay. And you get the remote.
You do not get batteries. Good. You have to supply the batteries. You know what I just realized?
What?
Possibly the fade function. Let me see if I can turn these guys on again. Possibly the fade function. Maybe just turn them off. Okay. Fade. Oh! So now,
oh, they're motion activated.
Oh, I saw the GIF on the page.
Oh, they're so motion activated. That is great. I liked that.
No, that was not flash. Come on, flash, and go to flash. There you go.
Okay.
So you could see at a party or something.
Yeah,
two
at a
color
disco,
flash.
You'd be the hit of the ball.
So this is
like
two
that.
Color flash. So it goes between green and red. All right, let's. There you go. Red. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes me feel better. Because I was afraid that it was broken, and that wasn't quite doing anything. But yeah, so and of course the thing that you got to do is you got to go take a long exposure photo with you running all over the place.
Yes, exactly.
And stuff.
Or
like
have
that.
To be incredibly fast.
Right. Exactly.
You know, if you fell down a flight of stairs, is there a flight of stairs there?
There's a ladder just out across
the
street.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Maybe if you. Yeah. Well. Okay.
Yeah. 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 So those are light kicks, $40 at ThinkGeek. Jeff Needles and I were both pretty taken by them, and you expect to see them at a rave sometime soon near you.
Nice, yeah. No, he's always asking for things, Jeff.
Yep.
I don't know. Did you get the same email? He was wondering if it's possible that we could start the show as Jeff Needles Presents.
Jeff Needles Presents the Gizwiz. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I told him I didn't think so. Oh, you agree? So we should do that?
Well, I was worried about the whole Mads Maddest Writer as dedicated to Jeff Needles bit of the contract. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, Jeff will work on it.
Yeah. We'll think about it. We'll sleep on it.
We'll think about it. We'll think about it. Yeah. I was quite frankly surprised that the sneakers didn't say Jeff on one sneaker and Needles on the other in rotating lights.
Or his Twitter account.
His Twitter account.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. But those are the light kicks, and they're pretty secure. Once you go ahead and tie them onto your shoes, I was worried at first. They come with an extra bit of elastic if your shoes don't support. Oh, that is one thing that they mention is this does need laces pretty badly to work. So if you're using Velcro shoes or
slip-ons.
Yep. They don't work so hot. So you do want to try to find one of those. But that is light kicks. So now it is time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse. I'm just accumulating.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
That foghorn is the best. So
it
what do you
is
got
the best.
For us this week?
Well, the thing is, Chad, did you know that there was really a Dick's Gadget Warehouse?
I assumed that it was something that was kind of like you store it in the middle of the country with weeds growing up around it. And you'd go in, and it smelled kind of, you know, mildew. But then we had, like, gussied it up to be this really big thing.
Dick, I remember. I saw that in Second Life.
Second Life.
Oh, that's right. Oh. That is Second Life. Did Second Life go out of business?
I think it's still a thing.
Oh, okay. Know. Okay. Yeah, I remember someone in Second Life said, I just bought Dick's Gadget Warehouse. And
Isn't it called Minecraft now?
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps.
Right. Anyway, so this is a video from like 4 years ago because it was very funny. Leah came to New York 1 year, shortly after we started the Gizwiz, to do Regis. And he said, you know, let's have breakfast. And I said, I'll take you by the warehouse. And he said, the warehouse? Isn't it your closet? So anyway, so this is a video from years ago. And for newer viewers, this is Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Hey, I'm at the Gadget Warehouse. I can't show you the outside of the building, but this is Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Come along with me.
Whoa, those doors!
All of these rooms, just some of them. And we're going to go down here.
And this is, we didn't add any effects. The whole place is like spooky and all this echo. And the elevators are the old, like, crank elevators.
That looks like you're storing gold back there. With inches to spare.
Okay. Yes, now, yes, exactly, right.
It's very dark in there, so I'm going to turn on the light.
By turn on the light, you mean light up the torch and put it into the...
Normally, yes, but this time...
Good to see you.
I put an electric light in for this
rent
video.
Rents in New York City is so expensive. They're not really living in there. They're actually just cleaning up.
Oh, yeah, the perfect place for a fixture.
So now,
or for a... Those do look like cells.
Welcome to this part of Dick's... This is Gadget Warehouse.
Come on in.
One of my favorite things is talking. But Bubba, how you doing?
Hey, are you doing anything important?
Yeah, I'm talking to the crew. Bubba, say hello to the people.
Hey, are you doing anything important?
Oh, Bubba. That's all you can say. Bubba has weak batteries. And Bubba is stuck on saying, hey, are you doing anything important?
Okay. That's very
good. Gosh,
Bubba,
you're so judgmental.
A wise-cracking teddy bear.
Who knows what untold treasures are in. Every couple weeks I come and I unpack boxes to find really neat stuff. Let me see if I could just find something. Oh, we did this on the show. This was, the kids are very clever. What was it called again? Oh, it's called Susie Snapshot. And the camera would send a flash to the doll, and the doll had light sensors all over her, and she would take a different pose every time you click the camera. No batteries in it.
So actually, you're getting many gadgets in.
Yeah, we're getting a ton of gadget warehouses. Yeah, we're getting a whole warehouse full.
Ceiling and makes thing. You know what this guy is?
That chapstick over there on the corner might be a little stale. Oh!
Actually, it's a rock speaker for your garden. So it goes out in the garden, looks like that. Plug in a transmitter into your hi-fi, your stereo, your hi-fi. And then it transmits to the garden up to 150 feet away. I have to do that. I don't think I did that on it. Yeah, actually, this might be the next Daily Gizwiz, actually. I think it will be. I think it's going to be the next Gadget Warehouse Friday.
See, I think the company is called DataWave. I'm sure they're long gone.
And we're showing
you how Daily Gizwiz. Where was the Daily Gizwiz?
I just have tons of stuff. And another mad thing. What did I just find? The mad, what looked like me? Oh, the mad official disguise kit.
Oh, okay. you too.
So it has
could look like
you. Have what? Oh my gosh!
Wow.
Yeah, you should.
So, like, this stuff is probably worth some money. And I've had rooms in the warehouse for more than 30 years, so I have spent about.
And this isn't all of it, or do you have more?
Oh, over 100.
No, this is I kept moving up and up and up to bigger and bigger rooms.
Yeah. Start opening boxes and looking for mad treasures. But I thought you'd have to have a.
But we're talking $400 a month and it's going up again.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Go home. Go home. Get out of here.
So, actually, the place is Sophia Warehouse, and I was looking on their website, and at one point they stored the Mona Lisa there. They have it's a building. The Sophia family has owned the building for more than 100 years, and there's a giant vault down in the basement for people who are storing jewels.
Wow.
And I spoke to one of the Sophia people, and he said that at one time, IBM had rented the entire top floor, which at the time was open, and they had a research and development plant up there, which they preferred no one know about while they were working on different devices. So it has a long history.
Wow.
I know. So that is part. That is Dick's Gadget Warehouse in my larger facility.
Yeah, they have images of what looks like, you know, all sorts of stuff. I mean, yeah, the Mona Lisa and some of the old cars that they used and Egyptian heads and all sorts of stuff. Wow.
Yeah, and sometimes you'll see, sometimes stores they will take a big locker if they want to store devices there to sell. It's cheaper to put it in the warehouse than in their own store since they run out of space. So, yeah, it's a big facility.
This is and past clients they've had.
Exactly.
And
they all live in those lockers.
Warner Brothers Pictures, you know, I see in here. Wow, that is amazing. What a crazy place.
Yeah.
Wow. That door was something else. I bet the whole building.
The doors are. It was so funny because Leo said, we should dub in some, like, creepy sound effects. And I said, Leo, there's so much metal in that building and so many creaky things.
And it's all concrete. It just rattles around.
And those giant, giant steel doors. And the elevator, the freight elevator, is more. It's two steel doors that come, you know, up from the floor and down from the, and it hits those long echoey halls. It's really great. It's a fun place.
That
it's
is
a perfect,
very neat. Who it's imagine a what is stored in there right now? That
exactly.
is so cool. Very, very cool. I'm glad we took that trip down memory lane because that is just too neat. But now it is time. We teased before in the episode, Dr. Mom. We have a letter.
Oh,
from
wait
Dr.
a minute.
Mom?
You know what?
Oh, wait. What?
Chad.
Oh, yes.
We should mention.
We should.
That we are out of
videos.
Gadget Warehouse videos from viewers.
Mm-hmm.
So we are looking for a 2 to 3 minute video, an old piece of crap you have hanging around. And all you do is get your little camera out, shoot a little video. You know, why you have it, why you hated to throw it out. If you know how much you paid for it when you bought it, tell us that. Post it on YouTube. And send the link to Jason, Gizwiz at twit.tv, and it can be my warehouse video. Mm-hmm. You know, we're out of videos. We have a couple here that we can't use. We always joke that it can't be bad enough for us quality-wise, but you should have the camera close enough so that we could see what you're holding.
Right.
And the camera should be close enough so that we can hear what you're saying. And there should be enough light in the room so we can see you, okay? So if you sent in a video and we haven't used it, it's usually because we really don't know what you're holding and we can't hear you and we can't see. We can't see.
Right.
So we don't like to be Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
That's right. We should see you.
Right.
We should see the gadget. We should hear you. And there should be some light in the room.
Right.
Outside of that, anything goes.
Right.
So it can be my favorite gadget of all time. I bought a piece of crap. I invented this, or the favorite thing that we like to run at the end of the show, my gadget warehouse, something sitting in the attic, down in the cellar that you've had for years and you didn't want to part with. So shoot the video, put it on YouTube, and send us the link, gizwiz at twit.tv. And right. Now back to you, sir.
Now it's time for the letters.
La 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 letters. Here come the letters.
light kicks, darn it.
Here come the Gizwiz that are
loud. Okay.
Woo!
And as you said,
shoes.
Our letter is from Dr. Mom. Hi, Dick, and hi, Chad. With Chad being so concerned about his health, I thought I'd chime in with my experience in exercise bracelets. I actually tried wearing three bracelets at once.
Woo.
The UP24, the Nike Fuel Band, and the old Apple Nano with built-in pedometer. And at the same time, wearing a Fitbit One clipped to my bra.
Ugh.
The first thing I discovered, none of them agree with each other. After today's workout and a brisk session of dog running, I got the following results. And instead of reading through them, I posted them all on my website. But they're about 25% difference between the four devices.
Right.
Dr. Mom says, I had to check my arm to see if it was still attached to my body since the results seem as if they're coming from four different people. I realized the wristbands measure arm movement and not steps.
Yep.
The Fitbit seems to be better at measuring actual steps. I found that out when I first started wearing the Fuel Band and got credit for 500 steps by brushing my teeth with an electric toothbrush. I got many steps while sitting in a recline and knitting on a scarf. They all have different methods for translating arm swings into steps, which is why the number of steps are so different. The Fitbit One actually measures how your body movements, I guess, instead of arm swings. So I think that's probably more accurate unless you're sitting on Leo's ball. What I found is that they do well to give you daily activity graph so you can see if you're getting all your activity in at one time or evenly spaced throughout the day. And while I think of it, I'm going to stick with the one that gives me the most credit for
the most.
And shows the most calorie burns while taking.
Yeah, exactly.
Lil.
Right.
Okay. And at gizwiz.biz are all the show notes, all the pictures of stuff. And at the bottom of this week's show is Lillian's letter, Dr. Mom's letter with the different calories and different measurements she got from the four different devices.
Right. Right. And it was a hard decision. I kind of did the same thing. I wish I would have been able to do all of them because I'm glad that she did the assessment. I chose the Fitbit in the end because I use an app called MyFitnessPal to keep track of my food, and it had that built in. I don't think it had the Nike built in, and the Nike was also $300.
Oh, my
versus,
word.
I believe. Let me check that out. Nike Fuel Band. I remember it being very expensive. Oh, you know what? I am incorrect. It's showing around for $150. Yeah, so I was incorrect on that.
Okay.
The Nike Fuel Band was the thing that looked the closest to what I really wanted. I hit shop now. Let me see what it's telling me the MSRP is. Yeah, $150. So it's only
But you know what? I think the Fitbit is the only one that I know that has so much that you can read directly on the device.
Right. Well, the Fuel has an LED readout. And
it does? Okay.
Yeah. And I know that it does. I'm not as familiar with it. But knowing that it worked well with my food tracker app, that was a huge selling point. Let me triple check that.
I liked it because mine worked with the exercise cheater app that I have.
Oh yeah, the sit down as long as you can app.
Yes, exactly, right. Exactly,
right.
Exactly.
And so it was between this and the Y Things. I believe it's the Y-Things Pulse also works with my
that's good.
But yeah.
Wow, you really are wired. I mean, you're
I don't
you're
have
like
a
wired.
Y-Things Pulse, unfortunately. I wish I did.
Oh.
That thing was cool, though, because you put it on your finger and it tells you your pulse. So if you're running and you feel like you're getting a workout, that's what Patrick has. You can put it on your finger, and it'll tell you what your heart rate is. Can I do it to me? Whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, got it.
Wow, nice.
So let me pull this thing out. There's a little reader on the back of it, and hit the button. Patrick, you may have to walk me through this thing. Do I click and hold, or just click once? Or is it dead?
Click. I don't know if it's dead.
It might be dead.
Oh, it's dead.
It's dead. Anyway, dead,
right. Okay. Well,
he's using it a lot, obviously. That was the only other one that I
and he died Wednesday.
Right.
Didn't
exactly.
even know it. Didn't exactly. even know it.
Exactly.
Well, let's just pray the battery's dead and
right.
that you guys are both
right.
okay.
Right. So that is about it for this episode. Make sure you send in your videos because we'd love to see your face and your gadgets. I need to
play the What the Heck Is It?
Play the What the Heck Is It at gizwiz.biz.
And you can, for the first time, see what you're playing for because we have broke the cover to the winning Mad magazine.
Oh, wow.
Will be the April issue with Lego Alfred.
Lego-y Newman. That is cool. Lego. The Lego movie looks like a lot of fun.
It does. It does. It got pretty good reviews.
Yeah, yeah. It looks really good. That's awesome. So go check out Guess. Remember that there's up to 12 prizes for correct answers, but up to 24 for silly, awesome, creative answers.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
You know, it's obvious that it's a companion device for the earthworms in your garden.
Yeah,
it's obvious.
It could be an earthworm charging device, but
yeah.
I can't play.
Exactly. Exactly. So anyway, that's What the Heck Is It? If you would like to catch more of this show, make sure that you subscribe at twit.tv/gizwiz. And there we have options for HD video, SD video, audio, all sorts of stuff for you in every single form and every format and every service that you could possibly want. I'm pretty sure. Except for, you know, NASA's proprietary podcast.
And 8-track. I think they A-track. We stopped doing the 8-track, right?
I believe that there wasn't enough demand for 8-track.
Enough to demand.
But
okay.
if
Just
we
three
get emails,
people.
Possibly, possibly we'll bring it back. We do this show live every Wednesday starting around 4:30 to 5, depending on if we have a company meeting or lunch or meetings or whatever.
Or feel like
or
it.
Or feel like it. That about does it for this episode of the Gizwiz.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think we're slowly loosening up a little.
I think so.
Yeah, don't you? Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
See you next week.
I'll be here.